32 days of the NFL draft continues with the Cincinnati Bengals as we continue to break it down, leading you right up to April 22nd. The NFL draft begins on that day. We are taking a look at the Bengals today. Tell you some of the players they're going to be looking at in the first couple of rounds in a moment. Also, some of their recent draft history. But we start, of course, with some of the moves they've made this offseason. Every move in the offseason can affect how a team is going to draft, and the Bengals are no exception. I think the name that's jumping off the screen to me first and foremost is Antonio Bryant. You know, the big rumor, the big talk before at the beginning of the offseason was how the Bengals needed a wide receiver to complement Chad Johnson. They go out, or Chad Ocho-Cinco, they go out, they get Antonio Bryant, he comes in. With that signing, I don't know if a wide receiver is as important as it might have been way back when. So right now, wide receiver late in the first round, whether it be a Demaryius Thomas or Dez Bryant if he were to fall, or even an Aurelius Ben, Golden Tate. I don't know if I see that as much with the Bengals anymore because of that signing of Antonio Bryant. Other than that, really not a whole lot going on with the Bengals as it has been with many teams this year leading up to the draft. Now, replacing Antonio Bryant, replacing Laviavius Coles, who was released by the Bengals early on. And, oh, by the way, we didn't mention this. Matt Jones signed with the Bengals earlier this offseason as well. Recent draft history, it's been USC. Ray Maaluga last year in the second round was a great pick for the Bengals. Did get injured, but before he got injured was playing extremely well. They're going to move him to inside linebacker. They drafted Keith Rivers with the first round pick the year before, so they got two USC linebackers in there who both have played very well. Both have dealt with injuries, but if they stay healthy, can be elite linebackers in the NFL. They also drafted Andre Smith. He's going to step in and play some a lot more this year, and he's a guy who can dominate. The question is, does he have the will and want to continue to dominate? 2008, they did draft a couple of receivers. Jerome Simpson, who's still transitioning out of Coastal Carolina. Andre Caldwell, who's working out here in Tampa and continuing to get bigger and better. There are two corners in Leon Hall and Jonathan Joseph have been, you know, they were the first round picks in 2006 and 2007, have been mainstays and really solidifying that position for the Bengals as we look into the draft. Really, in the draft this year, they drafted Andre Smith last year as an offensive tackle. I still think guard and center, the interior of that offensive line for the Bengals, could be addressed. Mike Iupati, if he was to fall to them out of Idaho, he's the top offensive guard in the draft, and I think a dominant football player would make a dominant side of the line if they paired him with Andre Smith. If Iupati does not fall, you could take the best center in the draft, who I have them taking, Marquise Pounce, who could come in and be the leader of that offensive line and help things stay under control in regards to that line. Tight end, also a position of need. I don't think the Bengals go with a tight end in the first round because I think they could get a tight end in the second round. A guy like Rob Gronkowski, a guy who really is more of a balanced tight end, probably the most balanced tight end in the draft, a guy who can block and also be a threat in the passing game. The trade for Ben Utecht a couple years ago just never panned out. And defensive tackle is also an area that the Bengals would like to improve. Brian Price could be a possibility. I do see him falling. It depends on how far he's going to fall. Dan Williams, if he were to fall, would be a possibility for the Bengals. You get a Dan Williams, who's more of a nose tackle, can take up multiple blockers and keep those blockers off their linebackers like Ray Maaluga and Keith Rivers, who we were talking about. And safety is also an area of need on the defensive side of the ball. They drafted Keith Rivers. They then drafted Ray Maaluga, both out of USC, so they've been watching a lot of film on the USC Trojans. Could I even persuade you to think that Taylor Mays might be in the running for the Cincinnati Bengals? He does have questions. The Bengals like players with questions. Doesn't really have much questionable character, which doesn't really fit in with what they do, but needless to say, they do like USC Trojans, and Taylor Mays coming from there with a need at the safety position could be a big possibility for the Bengals. If they don't go Taylor Mays in round one, there's plenty of safeties later on in the draft, maybe in round two, a Major Wright out of Florida, if not Major Wright in the second round or into the third round. Major Wright kind of floating right now. Morgan Burnett out of Georgia Tech, Larry Asante out of Nebraska. So there are some safeties later on in the draft at the Bengals Bengals are looking to address that position in the third, fourth, or fifth rounds. 32 days of the NFL draft will continue tomorrow. We continue to break it down like no one's business. The Houston Texans are up tomorrow with the 20th pick in the NFL draft. We're counting it all the way down to April 22nd, the first round of the NFL draft. It's a Thursday night, but we've got all your draft coverage all the way up to, through, and after the draft right here at JoeBucksFan.com.